Oh, man. All right, so listen, we are bringing the midday workout to a close.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some business to take care of, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
Before we do all that, you know what time it is. It is time for Brittany J's Tea for the Day.
Yes, and today, I'm blinking a lot at you because you be doing them intros. So anyway, real quick, RIP to Cliff Dixon. He was killed this weekend. But more recently, most of us know him because he dated Erica Mena briefly.
Right.
But he's actually like Kevin Durant's brother, like from back in the day. His mom took him in when they were like teenagers. So that's where he, you know, comes from. So he was shot and killed in Atlanta this weekend while celebrating his 32nd birthday.
Birthday
that hurts.
Birthday.
When people die so close to their birthdays, I'm just like, dang. Like, so anyway, somebody was shooting us out of a lounge and he was hit. The police don't know if they were actually aiming at him or if they were just shooting and he was one of the people hit. He was supposed to be taken to the hospital. Well, he was taken to the hospital. He was supposed to do surgery, but he died. The police don't have any leads right now. They're hoping they can use security cameras, but I heard some of them don't work.
Wow.
So I have no idea, but condolences to Kevin Durant, seriously.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant is like such a good guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi B, she filed papers to trademark Okr for merchandising purposes. Yes!
Okr
with three R's and two R's.
That's how you say it.
Because you know, Okr. Because some people are going to try to be like, oh, I put one R so I can still do it. No, she's covering all the R's. Y'all can't have this.
She got the bread to do it.
Feel me? Lock it in, sis.
She's about to shut a lot of stuff down.
She is. We won't even be able to stand no more.
Yeah.
Tamara Mowry, she's getting cyber attacked by the Beehive right now.
Why?
Did you see the clip? Okay, so yesterday, The Real, it was a clip on The Real going around, and she was saying how she met Jay-Z once years ago. I'm sure this had to be like almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she was kind of like, he was charming. Not that he was trying to bag her, but she was like, she got swept up in his charm. Like, she just wanted to talk to him. Like, she just wanted a piece of gum or something like that.
So, what's the problem with that?
Exactly. So, Lonnie Love, she was actually looking at her, like, stirring her teacup. Like, oh, okay, sis, you talking real reckless right now. But she made it clear. She was like, it was before Beyonce, and it was before she even got with her husband. But the Beehive, is they want to cancel her poor Instagram. Her poor Instagram right now is nothing but queen bees flying everywhere.
Get a life,
all right,
man.
So, lastly, let's talk about Wendy Williams. There was pictures of her husband Kevin Hunter and his mistress. They have surfaced. So Wendy, we know, is living in a sober house in Queens, and she's looking crazy, right? Like, when she leaves the show, she looks completely undone. While he's living his best life in Florida with his sweet little young thing. Now let me just give you some context, okay?
Uh-huh.
So Wendy's 57, Kevin Hunter is 47, and this girl's Sharina. She's 33.
Wow.
Yeah. So this is the same woman that he allegedly bought the house for, like in the same neighborhood as her, as him and Wendy.
Down the street.
The same one with the last name is Hudson. We also saw rumors that this woman is pregnant. She's not showing in the picture, but she's supposed to be pregnant.
It was just like
her breast and up. Yeah, nothing crazy. So I also read that when Wendy found out about this woman, she told Kevin to end things and he didn't. And that she found out the woman was pregnant, and that's kind of where things spiral out of control. That's when she disappeared. She got the injury in her arm and all of that. So she had an alleged relapse. We cannot confirm that she had a relapse, but we do know she's in a sober house for help with drugs. Maybe she's trying not to relapse. Maybe that's why she checked in.
Mm.
I don't know. So I've also seen that her husband threatened to take half of her earnings if she tries to leave him. I just want to...
Wow.
I hate him and Bum Dude. Like,
but
come
you know,
on.
You know,
come
you know what the problem is with
what?
That? He was managing everything.
And that's the messed up part. So my thing is this, like, if he's managing, like, if they break up,
That's why he played us so close.
Well, of course. That's why he don't want to let her go. So this doesn't surprise me at all with him, because I've heard some really nasty rumors about the way he treats people. So this doesn't surprise me at all. So speaking of Wendy's money, he's allegedly been spending it on this Sharina girl. Okay, so he put her up in a Manhattan apartment, I read. I don't know if they're still up there, but he allegedly paid for a studio for one of her businesses that he supports.
Oh.
He paid for her schooling to become a massage therapist. He opened a kiosk for her in a mall in North Carolina and set up an online store, like jewelry and clothes. And from what I read, none of these businesses have been successful, so you just literally taking Wendy's money and just draining it down. You might as well just take it, flush it down the toilet. So Wendy's in a tough spot. Like I said, he's allegedly threatening to leave her take the money if she wants to leave, or she gotta like basically keep dealing with this to save face. Like, you look miserable, sis. There's no price on peace of mind, honey. You gotta figure something out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she talk a real, it's crazy because she does that Ask Wendy segment and she doesn't even take her own advice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's no shade, because it's hard for a lot of people to do that, but this is just crazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's trash.
Yo.
Period.
You said period?
Yeah. Yup. Period with a T.
All right. So, listen, with that being said, at 1:30, I'm going to have a group of young ladies, and they're doing something really, really big.
They're right here from Hartford, Connecticut, and they're going to be heading out to Facebook headquarters to pitch their idea, and this could be something really successful.
That's a big
man.
Deal.
So find out what they're talking about at 1:30, man. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.